So our topic today is Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, which appears here in the Gemara in the sugya of Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishma B'Shabbos. The Mishnah says it's Chayav Olav Chatas, but Shar Kol Hazvachim Sheshachto L'Shem Pesach, we have Machlokas Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. The Reb Lezer says if they are Ru'uyin or Einam Ru'uyin Yer Chayav, but Reb Yeshua says if they are Ru'uyin, they are Pater, and the Gemara has a modification of that, two deos. And then the Mishnah has a conversation between them. But the core issue that they are arguing about is this principle that the Gemara says is called Toa B'dvar Mitzvah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara connects this issue with the case in the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Misha hayilo shnei tinokos echad lamal achar Shabbos ve'echad lamal b'Shabbos v'shachachu malah shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos chayav, but echad lamal be'erev Shabbos echad lamal b'Shabbos v'shachachu malah shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua, at least on the books on the Mishnayos, paters you from machatas. And Rabbi Lezer does not, but the Gemara had two opinions. Maybe Rabbi Lezer will be mode in some cases. But what is the basis for the p'tur of Rabbi Yeshua from Achiv Chata? So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Shneim lo lamdua elo me'avodas kochavim. Rabbi Lezer over savar ka'avodas kochavim me'avodas kochavim om rachmona lo savid v'chi avid mechayev. Hachanam lo shno. Rabbi Yeshua hasam dela mitzvah hacha mitzvah. So the source for the p'tur of achatas of Rabbi Yeshua is from the Hekesh to Avodah Zarah. So this idea that the chi of chatas is hukash to Avodah Zarah appears two other places in Machsech Shabbos, on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph earlier, and Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis later, when the Gemara is discussing the requirement for a maisa. And it quotes a pasuk, Torah achas yelachem la'osa bishgaga. And then, v'anevesh asher tasa b'yad rama huksha kol ha-torah kulu la'avodah zarah ma'avodah zarah da'avid maisa b'gufe ha-chanami da'avid maisa b'gufe. So we have a gzeres ha-kasov that every chiyuv chatas has to be comparable to Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yeshua somehow assumes that if a person is doing Avodah Zarah, it must be that they're not engaged in a mitzvah. That's the basis. The Gemara presents two opinions within this machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. What exactly do we mean when we say that it's Toa B'dvar Mitzvah, that it's connected to Avodah Zarah? Does it mean that you are actually doing a mitzvah or that you are trying to do a mitzvah? So the Gemara presents here an Ayin Beis, a machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. The parallel machlokas is in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Between there we have a different girsa. There we have Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Reb Meir. That according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, echad azvachim ruuyim ve'echad zvachim she'in ruuyim, they are pater div Reb Meir. But Reb Shimon, Om Reb Shimon lo nechleku al she'in ruuyin shechayev al ma nechleku al haruuyin. That's our machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. That according to Reb Shimon, you require an asiyas mitzvah / it had to be roy for that mitzvah. For as according to Reb Meir, the Gemara then says, chulin l'shem pesach, says Reb Meir, poter haya Reb Meir, afilu chulin l'shem pesach. As opposed to Bali Mumin, which is not. That's totally out of the picture. There's no reason, lo michlefa, there's no reason for you to think. So according to one approach, you do not require a kiyam ha-mitzvah, That's Reb Meir's opinion. Whereas according to the other approach, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, there is also a requirement for a Kiyam HaMitzvah. Now, when we talk about a Kiyam HaMitzvah here, it's interesting how this idea of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah, can be applied even broadly, because we saw in the afternoon, we saw the Chasam Sofer discuss several tshuvas about Mechiras Chametz. So I don't know if we saw this one inside, but in Kuf Yud Tes, the Chasam Sofer is discussing a case where a person did a Mechiras Chametz and the language of the Mechira is clearly problematic. The implication of the way that they formulated the sale of the Chametz sounds like it was conditional, and that when the guy didn't want to pay, there was no mechira in the first place. That's what it sounds like from the shtar. And if that's the way that it's written, then it turns out that the Jew owned the chametz on Pesach. So the question is, do you ask for all the chametz sha'avar lava Pesach, even though the person did bitul chametz? Because midrabanan, we would still say, we should knas you. So at the end of this long tshuva, the Chasam Sofer says, well, you can argue it's Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. He was trying to do a mitzvah of a Mechiras Chametz, of getting rid of his Chametz. So you see that the Chasam Sofer is not using this phrase of Asa Mitzvah in a very technical fashion. He's even expanding it. He's saying, look, the whole din is only a din Drabanan since you did Bittul Chametz in the first place. And in a Drabanan context, the fact that you were trying to do a mitzvah, we're not going to knas you. So that's it's an application of the idea of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah beyond the narrow, immediate idea.
Because you're hiding this case because he wasn't actually doing a mitzvah?
Yeah, because he didn't actually do a mitzvah. What did he do? He did a faulty Mechiras Chametz. So, and yet, in pursuing a mitzvah, even though lo asa mitzvah, but even the mitzvah, I'm not just highlighting the fact that he didn't do a mitzvah. What mitzvah would you say is the mitzvah of Mechiras Chametz? Maybe. But if you understand that Bior is Dafka Bittul Chametz, so then this is kind of like circumventing, especially if you understand that the Bior Chametz ain't Bior Chametz al Sreifa. So this is, I'm saying, it's certainly an expansion of, right, it goes back to that question of whether or not Hashbasaso B'chol Dovar means there's still a mitzvah of destroying the chametz, or it's just a kiyum just getting rid of the chametz. But it's difficult to say that it would be it would be specific to say that Mechiras chametz itself constitutes a formal kiyum, certainly not of Tashbih, so maybe avoiding Ba'yira Ba'yimatze. And even there, the Chasam Sofer says that's still called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Right? You could say it's not Ton Sreifa and Hashbasasu B'chol Davar just means you have to get rid of it so that you don't violate, and that's really the key of... You could say that, but you could say, even without that, the Chasam Sofer is saying that when you talk about Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, you can speak more broadly than a narrow key of HaMitzvah, which we'll see later, seems to be one key element. The Gemara then goes on to present a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish beyond this issue of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah and Lo Asa Mitzvah, to talk about two cases. Nischalif lo shpud shel nosa b'shpud shel sliva achlo. So Reish Lakish says, you're chayav. And then Rabbi Yochanan talks about a different case. Ishto nido bo'al chayav, yivimto nido bo'al pater. Why? So the Gemara says, because in the case of yivimto nida bo'al asa mitzvah. So Tosas in the first daf in Yevamos notes that this is very significant, that even though this woman is an Ida, and it's an Yisr Kares, you still have the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Yibum. This gets into the whole question about whether or not the Nida has the status of an Erva, and irrespective of that, Tosa says, nonetheless, you could still have a Kiyam HaMitzvah. So the Gemara here is assuming that there is a Kiyam HaMitzvah for Boel Ishto, Boel Yevimto. So the question that jumps out at you is, wait a second, how can you be Mekayim a mitzvah if in the process of being Mekayim that mitzvah, you're violating an Avera? This whole idea of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah Va'asa Mitzvah, isn't that a problem of Mitzvah B'Avera? No? It should be an immediate problem. Tosus there in the beginning of Yevamos is making a point on a local level, which is how can you be Mekayim the mitzvahs Yibum with a woman who is an Isser Kares? So Tosus says, Anita doesn't fall under the category of Drachar Darchi Noam because she's going to be Muteres, and she's Muteres to, you know, all people go through this process, so there's nothing distinctly cruel about postponing the Yibum till the period of time when she's Muteres. But that's all on a local level. Why don't you say that there is a problem in every case of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah Va'asa Mitzvah? Why don't we say there's a problem of Mitzvah Ba'Avera? Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph sounds like this should be true even min HaTorah, that if you did an Avera, you shouldn't be Mekayim a Mitzvah min HaTorah. So let's put that question on hold, because the central issue that we can think about will relate to this point. And that is, how do we understand this idea of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah? We said that it's based on a pasuk that's connecting all Chiyuvei Chatas to Avodah Zarah. We said there are two opinions in the Mishnah whether or not there's a Tanai that you have to be Mekayim a Mitzvah or you don't actually have to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. And we said that we have to think about how it relates to the general interplay of Mitzvahs and Averos. So what exactly is this Ptur of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah? So maybe we could think about it in two different ways generally. One is that Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is essentially Gzeiras HaKasuv. In ordinary circumstances, you should be chayav achatas for this mistake. It's not mazid, you didn't intentionally violate the Yisur Kares, but it's also not an onus. An onus means it was an act of God. It was absolutely unavoidable. Like, kvo v'achal matzah. The person was ne'anas, was coerced into doing something. In this case, the person's not coerced. They're just busy. They're preoccupied. A preoccupation is not onus. It's more like shogeg. So you would have been chayiv chatas. Just the gzeiras hakasuv comes and tells you that there's no chayiv chatas. That's one option. A second option is that no, since a person is involved in a mitzvah, the preoccupation with a mitzvah is so all-consuming that it becomes similar to an onus. That min HaTorah, we are telling you that this type of preoccupation is like an onus. There is this idea in general, there's a Tosfos that has a big chiddush. Tosfos has a suggestion that a person who has a particular Yetzer Hara for a particular Avera of Mishkav Zachar, I think that was the context of the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Tosfos says that predilection is almost begeder onus. He's kind of like suggesting that maybe there should be a compulsion, an internal compulsion that makes somebody an onus.
Wasn't there some guttle who couldn't stop himself from learning in the bathroom? He said it was onus?
Could be, I don't know. Makes sense. But the idea is that perhaps the chiddush of this pasuk is telling you that when you have a dvar mitzvah omeid, so then that it's like the equivalent of an onus. It reminds me a little bit of the din in the Gemara and Brachos that a chassan could be pater from kriyishma for 4 nights because he's tarah b'mitzvah, because the requirement to do the mitzvah is preoccupying him to such an extent that it's similar to an onus. So depending on which side of this equation you fall, there will be different understandings of this principle and the application of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. If you understand that Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is a Gzeiras HaKasuv, then perhaps you can understand better that idea that there is a requirement for a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Why should it be that there's a Tanai, like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that there's a Tanai that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah? Why does it matter? If it's about being preoccupied, if it's about Anus, so then whether you're Mekayim the Mitzvah or not, you're Anus, you're involved in it. But if you understand that it's Gzeiras HaKasuv, that it's Dome modeled after every Chiyuv Chatas similar to Avodah Zarah, so Chiyuv Chatas Avodah Zarah, you didn't do a mitzvah, you're only doing an Avera. Perhaps also this can explain why you need Xeris HaKasav in the first place, right? If the idea is an analogy to onus, well, maybe you don't need a Chiddush HaKrav for that. Maybe you should know that on your own, that if you're, that we should make an umtana, we should have an anan sadi, that the person is so torrid. Why do you need Xeris HaKasav? Could be, by the way, if you look in Achiezer, which we'll talk about in a little bit, maybe you need the Xeris HaKasav to tell you that there's still a Shem Isser. That maybe that's good for the purpose of the Xeris HaKasav. That if it was just an onus, you wouldn't have any Shem Isser. But the Xeris HaKasav tells you that there is still a Shem Isser. But we'll have to get back to that in a little bit. It would also explain, perhaps, why it is that this pasuk is specifically learned in the context of Chiyuv Chatas. What it's saying is that this is really categorically a shogeg. There is a Maisa Aveira here. It's not an onus. It's just there's a Xeris HaKasav to pater you from a Chiyuv Chatas. And therefore, it's very limited. Which is why there is a fascinating Sfasemes in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis. The modern Sukkah is discussing the tour of doing a mitzvah for the person who's taking out the lulav, the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So Sfasemes asks a question. Right, the Gemara says, "Mida'ag bein nafik pei." What do you mean? "Mida'ag bein nafik pei." The first second he took it out, he was involved in the mitzvah. So Sfasemes says this is on Mem Beis. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel Migamara. So he says, wait a second. What's happening? The guy picks up the dal medium in his house and he carries it out. So the Gemara says, Mida'ag Vei Nafik Bei. So how could it be that you're going to call this Toh Bidvar Mitzvah? He was already Yotzei the Mitzvah, Mida'ag Bei. So the Sfasemes looks at it carefully and says, well, wait a second. Mida'ag Vei, when he picked it up, well, what is he doing there? He's doing Akira. So that's half the malacha. So he's doing half the malacha with a mitzvah. So wait a second. Why are you telling me that this shouldn't be Toh B'dvar Mitzvah? Mida'ag Vei Nafik Bei, the first half, the Akira, was with the Toh B'dvar Mitzvah. You hear the question? So his point is, why don't you say, so essentially that's going to be the answer, but his point is, well, why don't you say it on the first part? Because you need both to be chayav. He says, you need an akira and a hanacha. He says, I don't understand. Nira tesvar sagamari, dekeim in the gamma akira shayolid far mitzvah malachahi, elo de ha Torah patra michatas, kishe asa mitzvah, mishum di alfina, kol chatas shibator me avurazara, imkein hainu dafka im kol ha malacha, ha yolid var mitzvah. That's exactly what you're saying, right? That the reason why it's not called a p'tur of Toh B'dvar Mitzvah is because the entirety of the malacha needs to be done simultaneously with... He assumes kol ha-malacha, ha-yol dvar mitzvah. Right.
So, at what point did he turn it right up?
Later.
Right. Not like you're...
So. That's the Gemara's answer. He's asking at this early stage. He's saying when the Gemara says, Mi da'ag vei nafik bei, therefore you don't have a p'tur of Torah b'mitzvah. But why not? You knocked out your Akira. His answer is, the fact that you knocked out the Akira is not sufficient because it's learned based on Xeris HaKasav from Chatas, and so therefore the entire Maisa Isser has to be at the same time as the entire mitzvah. That's his suggestion. But what's the assumption of his suggestion? The assumption of his suggestion is that the whole p'tur of Toh B'dvar Mitzvah is a p'tur of Xeris HaKasav. It's not a p'tur of onus. If a person does an Akira, and the Akira was bemezid, and the Hanacha was b'shogig, so there's no chi of chatas. If the akira was ba'onis and the hanacha was b'mezid, there's no. What's that? In this case, there is no. I'm saying theoretically. So it's clear from the Sfasemes that he does not understand the logic of Torah b'dvar mitzvah as creating a psychological onus on the person. Right, that was the second way we suggested. It's clear that he understands it like the first way, that it's more of a technical point that there's a p'tur chatas when it's not comparable to Avodah Zarah. So in this case, he's saying you don't follow the exact rules. If it was a din of onus, then you could still make that argument that it's an onus. However, if you say like the second Mahalach that it is a din of onus, that it creates an onus, maybe in light of that, we can explain why there is no mitzvah ba'aveira problem. Because if you look in the Torah Chesed that was on the Mar Mekomos, and the Tshuva's Torah Chesed from the Lubliner, he quotes from a Marit Al-Ghazi, that the Marit Al-Ghazi says that the din of mitzvah ba'aveira, that it prevents you from being mekayim the mitzvah, is not true when the aveira is done ba'onis. There's some question if that's even true when the aveira is done b'shogeg. So let's say a person does an aveira ba'onis, and at the same time that they did the aveira ba'onis, they also did a mitzvah. So in that case, you would not say that the mitzvah haba ba'aveira uproots the kiyam ha-mitzvah. So this gets into the whole lumdus of why you say mitzvah haba ba'aveira precludes you from being mekayim a mitzvah. But the idea here, at least, is that if you're going to say that Torah b'dvar mitzvah is the equivalent of an onus, then it makes sense why you would not say that Torah b'dvar mitzvah creates a problem for mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Exactly. And so then it's hard to understand why you wouldn't say mitzvah ba'aveira. There is a second answer for this point, which can help the first mahalach to deal with the question of mitzvah ba'aveira. And it's in the Heiliger Wilchanan Wasserman, Shemikom Domus Chusim Elenu, in Simen Yur Aleph, Sif Aleph, in that Tosus that we started with, in dealing with Yevimto Nida. So he says, well, what about.
Why is it not mitzvah ba'aveira?
Because the avera that you did, right, was it's considered that it was ba'onis since it was Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Let's say a guy, he steals an esrog, and then he takes it. So then that's a mitzvah ba'avera. You stole the esrog, you did an avera, and then later you picked it up to be mekayim a mitzvah. So that's a problem. But let's say somebody was coerce someone to kfo va'achal matzah, right? Someone coerced someone to eat somebody else's matzah. They coerced you to eat matzah. So, assuming that for achilas matzah you don't need a mitzvah srichas kavana, because that's a separate discussion, but if someone coerced you to eat matzah that belonged to somebody else, so you stole their matzah, but because the theft was against your will, it was ba'onis, you don't say mitzvah ba'aveira, and you were yotze yorchiyav av achilas matzah. Okay? So that makes sense, according to the second mahalach, that Torah b'dvar mitzvah is more of an onus. But if it's more of a gzeres hakasuv, it's just a p'tur chatas, so why won't you say that you still have a problem with mitzvah ba'aveira? So Rabbi Chanan has a fantastic vort on this kasha. Rabbi Chanan in Simon Yud Aleph.
What's the tie over there? It's an inus. If you're forced into it, what's your tie?
What do you mean?
If you tie, it's not tie b'dvar mitzvah if you're forced into it.
That's true. What we're saying is that the chiddush of Torah b'dvar mitzvah is that your mistake is the equivalent of an onus. When the man was boel ishto nida, so he was toeh in the mitzvah of simchas ishto, or the mitzvah of puravu. So he made a mistake pursuing a mitzvah. So he violated the Yisr Nida. The question is, was he mekayim the mitzvah? That's the 2 days in the Gemara about whether it was
Vesta or Shem, Lobashas Vesta. Okay. Second Ha'ara here, right? The second Teretz, this might help the first Mahalach, is Rabbi Chanan, who says the whole din of Mitzvah Baba Avera is able to be Mevatel, the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But it is not able to be Mevatel, the Chalos, the Hechsher, the effect that the Mitzvah creates. So, if I steal an esrog and then I use that stolen esrog on Sukkos, the fact that the esrog is stolen, my theft of the esrog, cancels my ability to be mekayim the mitzvah with the esrog. Because the holy thing I'm doing is with the dalminim is picking them up. That's the extent of it. However, when it comes to a yavama, what is the iser? What is the avera? The avera is the bia. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the kinyan, the chalos. Rabbi Chanan has a similar svara in a different context, talking about Yavid lo mahani, not for today. But the idea that you distinguish between a mitzvah whose kiyum is in the action versus whose kiyum is in the totsah, in the consequence, makes a lot of sense for mitzvah baba avera. Especially, let's say, puruvu. Bechora, even if you're going to tell me that the Maisa Mitzvah of Puruvu is in the Bia, the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Totsah, the main point of the Mitzvah is having the children. So you're not going to be Oker, the reality of having the children, by Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. He says that the Isser of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera is Shayach, that whole concept is when you're talking about a Mitzvah where the kiyum is in the maisa, but where the kiyum is in the totsah, you can't take that away. So another example of this is the issue of mila. So where is the kiyum of the mitzvah of mila? So he suggests, and I seem to recall when I was in the kollel, when we learned Shabbos, I had no idea what he was talking about, but Rav Lichtenstein came and gave a guest shiur, and he spoke about Rav Lichtenstein mila, and he spoke about this chakira. What he said, I have no recollection, but I do think I have the Mar Mekomo somewhere, was this question as to whether or not the mitzvah of Mila is the mitzvah to perform the bris, or the mitzvah is that the child should be gemalt. So Rabbi Chanan's suggestion, his opinion, is that the ikar mitzvah's Mila is that the child should be gemalt. And therefore, the action of performing the bris Mila, that's, theoretically, that's going to be compromised by mitzvah baba avera, but not the totsah. So if a person does a bris mila, and he has the mila on Shabbos, so he violates an issur, right? The child's not supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos. It's a Friday baby. That's the whole discussion over here. So if you say that the purpose of mila, the totsah, is really the kiyum mitzvah, that the child should be gemalt, so then, Rabbi Chanan says, you don't have a problem of mitzvah baba avera.
You're not going to have this by a lot of other cases, like Pesach, the Indiferous Woman, his Lulav.
That's true. It's going to be limited to cases where the Totsah. So the reason why he needs that in his case is because he's talking about the case of Yevama. Similarly, right, he's talking about in terms of Yivim Tonida, where the mitzvah is the kinyan, so that's the totsah, that's the chalos, and that can't be undone by mitzvah baba avera. But
how can you explain homochlagus then by the tinnitus?
Yeah.
The whole thing is totsah. What's the whole mitzvah baba avera regarding?
Again, we have a machlokes. Do we apply something called toa bidvar mitzvah to a p'tur chatas? That's the question. So in that realm, we said that we need to address the fact that a person who is doing the mitzvah is also violating an avera. So shouldn't you say it is a toh bedvar mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah baba avera? That's the question. So the first answer we gave was, if we treat toh bedvar mitzvah like an onus, and you assume that, like the Ma'arid al-Ghazi, that there's no mitzvah baba avera but onus, so then you're going to be okay. Right, but if you don't assume like that, that it's not an onus, that it's a gzeres hakasav, so why is it that you have many cases like the case of Yevimto in our case, that we say you're kone, and that there's no problem of mitzvah baba avera. Right? We're saying tov b'dvar mitzvah in the yavama case. And the answer is you don't apply mitzvah baba avera to yavama, because mitzvah baba avera only applies when the avera and the mitzvah are in the maisa. But when the kiyama mitzvah is in the totsah, you don't apply it. So you might need, Noach, for your point, you might need a third answer for mitzvah baba avera, which also appears in that piece in the Torah Chesed in the Lubliner, based on a Mordechai. The Mordechai is there in Parak Lulav HaGazel. I looked up the Mordechai. I did not understand how the Torah Chesed got this teretz from the Mordechai, because the Mordechai doesn't use these terms, but I can understand how he's trying to derive it from the Mordechai, which is that he wants to suggest that the din of mitzvah baba avera does not apply when the avera is an avera of the day. It's a function of the yom. Because essentially then, it's not objectively wrong, it's just wrong to do it today. So stealing something, that is an objective avera in every circumstance. So you can apply the concept that mitzvah baba avera is going to be oker the avera. But when you have a din that, you know, today it's yontif, so you have certain restrictions, but those restrictions aren't be'etzem problematic, and therefore you wouldn't apply the principle of mitzvah baba avera to be oker. So he says this is based on the Mordechai. I looked at the Mordechai, I didn't understand it well enough, but that's another answer which could answer up the Shabbos questions and the yontif questions. It's hard to tell because it'll depend on how you classify it. It's not a din in the yom. But again, this question of how to deal with mitzvah baba avera, what I just want to bring out is that it depends on the core chakira that we asked. If toh b'dvar mitzvah is more a function of onus, then that's going to be a simple answer out of the mitzvah baba avera problem. If it's not about an onus, it's just about a p'tur chatas, then you have to come on to one of these other answers, of Rabbi Elchanan or the second teretz in the Torah Chesed, to explain how it is that you're not saying mitzvah baba avera is going to be mafgir kima mitzvah. Another element of this tzad, that what we're doing is creating a category of onus, is makes sense then why the Gemara keeps coming back to the din of tirda de mitzvah or ichlufe. If this was a gzeres hakasov, that the person is makayim a mitzvah and the kiyam hamitzvah prevents the chiyuv chatas, so why should it matter so much that the person was tarid b'mitzvah, not tarid b'mitzvah, buzzes mina or not buzzes mina? The svaras that the Gemara presents sound a lot more like how culpable are you based on how much information you should have known. And so what we're saying is, well, toh b'dvar mitzvah makes it that it's like an onus. But what we're doing is we're going to mitigate that if you could have known better, if you should have known better, if you could have asked the person. So those svaras, those mitigating svaras, they make more sense on the tzad that you're trying to create an onus, as opposed to say that it's because it's a gzeres hakasov. Well, how much of the gzeres hakasov compared to avodah zarah has to do with how much you should have asked or didn't ask? Right, according to the way that the Sfasemis is learning, that it's strictly a gzeres hakasov, that it's p'tur chatas, so then why should it matter whether you asked or you didn't ask? But if it's more of the creation of an onus, then that would make more sense. Good?
Okay.
Let's take a step further in this sad, which is, if what we're saying is true, that this, it's kind of like a psychological undana that is similar to onus, so why don't you invoke a different kind of tour in Machshava? Any guesses? Misasik. We're talking about toh b'dvar mitzvah. We have a baby. You mauled the baby. Turns out you mauled the wrong baby. But you know what that is? That's misasik. That's a din misasik and kol torkula. If you look earlier, Tosfos in Shabbos tells you that there are two kinds of misasik. Tosfos says in Ayin Beis Amid Beis, in Shabbos, Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Dima Maschel Niskavin, he says there are two kinds of misasik. There's misasik on Shabbos when I intend to pick up a piece of grass that's lying on the floor, and by accident, I picked up a piece of grass that was connected to the ground. So I violated coats there unintentionally. Then there's a special type of Shabbos misasik where I intended to pick up this attached blade of grass and I picked up a different attached blade of grass. And the chiddush there is, even though I intended to pick up a blade of grass that was mechubar and I did pick up a blade of grass that was mechubar, since there's a concept in Shabbos called melechus machsheves, that's not called misasik. But if I, this is just a basic obvious question in this din of Toh B'dvar Mitzvah, if I intended to shecht one karbon and I accidentally shechted somebody else's karbon, shouldn't that be misasik? If I intended to mal one baby and I accidentally mal the other baby, so shouldn't that just be a standard classic case of misasik? It's a good question. No? Why isn't this misasik? The concept of misasik means that I did not have an awareness that what I was doing is a maisa iser. So here too, I didn't have an awareness that what I was doing was a maisa iser because I got two things confused.
If I'm misasik, you get two Friday babies. And I tried them all this one and I hand slipped them all that one.
Of course. And I think everybody would agree that that's going to be a standard case of shogeg on Shabbos. Right? No matter how many babies you have, if you have a bunch of Friday babies and you mal any of them or all of them on Shabbos, everybody would agree that you're chayv chatas. So the Chazon Ish asked this question. The Chazon Ish is in Horios, in Simen Tesvav Os Tes, where he gives an answer which helps us continue to sharpen this definition of onus. Chazon Ish says, he says, ulai, maybe, you only say that there's a concept of misasik when you're involved in a maisa of heter gomor. You are pursuing a maisa of heter gomor. But in the case of the tinokos, you are involved in a maisa which is a maisa shel iser. You're doing a malacha on Shabbos. It's just that you override that iser with the heter of mila on Shabbos. His point is to limit. He says, "Ulai, maybe that's the only time you could talk about misasik is when the second option that you have is total heter gomer. It's just being magbias atolosh, as opposed to where the second option you have is potentially a maisa iser." The challenge, I was going to say,
Shabbos, even if you plan on taking one attached grass and you take the other one, you're still bothered.
That's true, because that's a special din of melechus machsheves.
Right, so,
but it's not a din of misasik. That's a din of melechus machsheves. The problem is, what about the Nischalif case?
Because the
case of Nischalif is problematic for this. But I was happy that he asked this question because this is the Chazon Ish in Horios.
Chazon Ish, I'll read it to you. First of all, just FYI, I have a hard time finding this. The Chazon Ish in Horios is actually in the middle of Sefer Kachin. It's after Menachos and before Bechoros.
So he says, he says, Efsher delo mikri misasek el osik b'maleches heter she'ein lo makom lachosh le'isur. Avo b'makom denitan Shabbos lidachos k'mo Pesach u'mila she'yodea she'ish kan malacha gemura ela shehutra le'mitzvaso v'nir shal b'zeh shelo ya'adover k'mitzvaso mikri shogeg v'lo misasek. So you have to say, maybe when the person was eating kachim, he should have known that there's a potential for nosar. That's his chiddush. But the point is that the question is a good question, which is when you think about these cases of nischalev, to what extent is it shogeg versus to what extent is it onus versus potentially to what extent could you say that it's misasig? This is the kasha that I came across in the Chasunish that makes a lot, at least the question makes a lot of sense. So that's what we have so far. So far we have two options, Xeris HaKasuv and Svara. Comes the Achiezer and suggests that perhaps it's both. So Rav Chaim Moser suggests that maybe it makes sense that it's both. Let's talk about a litmus test for this Chakira, this Nafkamina. This is an Achiezer I put on the Mar Makom, like a Xerox for you. It's in Chela Gimel, in Simon Pei Aleph.
Pei Gimel.
So the Achiezer says, where is it? So Chaim Moser says, he quotes, that there's a Machlokas Achronim about whether or not you apply Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah to a case where you're Mekayim a Mitzvah de Rabbanan. L'chora, this chakira, it fits perfectly into this machlokas achronim. If you assume that the p'tur of Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah is a gzeres hakasav, it's a technicality, so of course it's not going to apply to an issa d'rabbanan. A p'tur chatas is not going to hinge on an issa d'rabbanan. But if you understand that the p'tur chatas is a quasi, the gzeres hakasav is like a quasi onus because he's so overwhelmed mentally, he can't focus, so then it should apply even to an issa d'rabbanan. So he quotes two opinions based on Sefer Eshkol. I got the wrong one. So that is another nafkamina between these two approaches. So the Achiezer, in a letter, this is an exchange of letters that Rav Chaim Moser had with his older brother, who was the head of the yeshiva in Ramles. Why am I not finding it now? They had like a ridiculous family. I think he had several siblings who were Gaonim. He was the younger brother. So that yeshiva of Ramles was after his brother died, I think, in 1938. He writes in the... Here it is, yeah. Mishachar Tel Yaldusi, that I wrote to my brother of Avram Tzvi Hirsch Zatzal, Shayaram Bishivas Ramlis Tekila Seinu, Mishnas Tafresh Nun Ve'elach. And then he passed away, Rosh Chodesh Kislev Tafresh Tzadiches. Who became the Rosh Yeshiva after him? Rav Gusman was a Rebbe in that yeshiva. So he has this letter to his brother back and forth about whether or not Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah, the Mitzvah de Rabbanon, is applicable. So he says, maybe you could suggest that there are two dinim in Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah. There is the Gzeres HaKasuv component, and there is the Svara component. And he says the nafkamina will be for the Issur D'Rabbanan between, he says you can be mechalik between the Guf Maisa HaMitzvah and the Hechsher Mitzvah. He says that when it comes to the Hechsher Mitzvah, the case of Rabbi Yossi, the guy who's taking out the Lulav into Rosh HaSarabim, he says for a Hechsher Mitzvah, that, where you're going to say Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah, that's Eino Ela B'Dvar Mitzvah De'oraisa. But in a Dvar Mitzvah Midrabanan, Leka Lemiftar Kevin the Alfina La Mikra Da'avodazara. That the Gzeres HaKasuv Sad of Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah, which is going to pater you for tarid even in a Heksha mitzvah, that only applies for an Issa Drabanan. But for the mitzvah gufa, the actual Kiyam HaMitzvah, that's not dependent on Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah as a Gzeres HaKasav. That's dependent on Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah as an onus in your mind. And therefore he would say that even if it's a Drabanan, you would still have the Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah. Okay? So, just to summarize, what we wanted to point out today is that this principle of Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah could be understood in two ways. It could be understood as a Gzeres HaKasav, a technicality, similar to the way that the Sfas Emes formulates it, or we can understand it more in line of being a quasi-onus, that mentally the person is highly preoccupied. And there are several nafkaminas from this, but according to the Achi Ezer, it all actually comes together that there are two dinim, there are two dimensions. There is the Gzeres HaKasav from the Petur Chatas, which would apply even to a Hechsher Mitzvah, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and then you would say that even the Hechsher Mitzvah, but it's got to be a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, as opposed to a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, then even if it's only on a D'Rabbanan level, but if it's B'Guf HaMitzvah, then you would say that there is a Ptur of Toh B'Dvar Mitzvah.
Even if it's based on onus, so it should apply to the Hechsher Mitzvah. That's what I'm trying to do the Mitzvah. I'm the way to do the Mitzvah. So onus, you can say onus would even apply to the Hechsher Mitzvah.
So he has a kind of quasi-suggestion like that, that maybe you could say that as well in the Hemshach, once you're Mechanish the Pasuk. Okay. Adkan, good? A couple more minutes just on the Rambam? Okay, so the Rambam Shita here is very complicated, as you saw. The Rambam seems to, at least at first glance, the Rambam seems to require two things. He requires Kiyama mitzvah, and he requires confusion about the mitzvah, tirta de mitzvah, because the Rambam in Halacha Ches says, Kol ho'usa mitzvah min ha-mitzvos u'bechlal asiyasa nasi saveira shechayavin alea karis b'shkaga hariz apater mechatas mevnei she'asa birishus. So the Rambam, on the one hand, says that you did a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Rambam says, you were asa birishus. So if you look in the Kesa Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah and Rabbi Kiva Eger here, they have some question as to exactly who is the Rambam paskening like. Is he paskening like Rav Meir, or is he paskening like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So the assumption of the Lecha Mishnah is that the Rambam is paskening like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and that you need both requirements. You need a Kiyama mitzvah, and you need a Tos in the mitzvah. But Rabbi Kivager is not happy about that, because he asks from the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, where the Rambam says, "No the loshu ben grusha va'achal trumas chametz be'erev Pesach came in this mano bol de pater." But what doesn't matter. But lemaisa, he didn't do a mitzvah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves that as a problem. If the Rambam requires a siyas mitzvah,
which case is the problem?
The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, where the guy ate truma on erev Pesach, so he was mano bol, but he didn't have any kiyama mitzvah there. And the other thing which is glaring is that the Rambam in Halacha Yud says that the guy was motzi lulav on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag kedei losis bo ve'haviru dal ramas b'shus Rambam b'shogeg pater mechatas shari b'shus hotzi, but he didn't do any mitzvah yet. And then in that same Halacha, the Rambam talks about the case where it was nimtzeis balmum, the carbon pesach was nimtzeis balmum, so there's no kiyama mitzvah. So if you look in the Merkevas Mishnah, he thinks that the Rambam paskins like Reb Yochanan in the Lishna Kama, so that it's not Afushi Pluto with Reish Lakish, and that the Rambam paskins like Reb Meir. And that when we talk about Asa Mitzvah and Lo Asa Mitzvah, it's not a function of whether you were Mekayma Mitzvah in general or not Mekayma Mitzvah in general. It's where you Ose the Maisa Shiniskavin Bo. That is the Lashon of the Merkevas HaMishnah. Merkevas HaMishnah thinks that according to the Rambam, it depends on what item your machshava was about. So, what you could do is you could say there were two kinds of cases for the Rambam, which is clear. There is one case where you have multiple items and you got the wrong one. And there's another case where you only have one item, and in pursuit of that item, you made a mistake. So in the case of the Ishto Nida versus the Yevimto Baal, so Asa Mitzvah means the person did a mitzvah, meaning they were toeh in the proper place. Similarly, in the case where you have two tinokos, even though you mauled an incorrect baby on Shabbos, but Lamaisa, you did do a correct mila on the kid that you were supposed to do today also. So you were actively toeh in something, and then we're going to expand that according to the Rambam to something else, similar to the case where you were motzi as halulav. However, a person who misha hayu lefanav b'leilei pesach tzli shel pesach v'noser min hakodshim and niskavin lechol tzli shi mitzvah v'shagag v'ochol noser hari zechayev chatas shari lo asa mitzvah b'achilo zu, and you were not toeh bidvar mitzvah. The mistake that you had was not in anything that had a mitzvah. It's not like the case of you have one lulav and you're supposed to do a mitzvah with this lulav, and you got distracted and you took it out to Rishus Rabim. Which, by the way, parenthetically, the Achronim here discuss how could it be that we make a gzeira derabba if you would assume that when you take it out you have the p'tur of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. That's amazing that they made a gzeira derabba and that they voided everyone's ability to be mekayim the mitzvah of shofar and lulav and megillah on Shabbos, just so that you shouldn't violate hotzah. How often is it that you have bichlal rishus harabim? And even if you have a rishus harabim, you have the p'tur of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So this goes back to the question that we alluded to in the Achiezer, which is in the case of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, did you still have a ma'aseh avera? So the pashas is that the Achiezer assumes yes, you do have a ma'aseh avera, and that can explain why they would still make a gzeira. But if you assume that it's mamish like an onus, that there's not even a ma'aseh avera here, so then it's really fascinating that they would make a gzeira for a Torah b'dvar mitzvah case. But leaving that aside for a second, the point is that where is your mistake? According to the Rambam, the way that the Merkavas Mishnah is explaining it is that if your mistake is in a mitzvah that you are supposed to be doing, then that's called osuk b'mitzvah. That's called osa mitzvah and tarah b'mitzvah. And that would apply then, once you did that, even to a non. And that's why the Rambam assumes, even if you have a baby that was a Sunday baby that you mauled on Shabbos, since you mauled a Shabbos baby on Shabbos, you were involved in the chefta that you were supposed to do of a mitzvah. As opposed to when you have two items, one of them is a mitzvah, and you got confused with something else, a different item, so then you don't have any Torah b'dvar mitzvah there. That's more like the case, which the Gemara discusses in Krisus, where ishto v'achoso babayis, or something like one of those cases where you have two gufin. If you have two gufin, and the person that you ended up with, or the food that you ate, was not a chefta shel mitzvah, then it's not Torah b'dvar mitzvah. It's only if you were actually engaged in a mitzvah, even if you didn't fulfill a mitzvah, but you were engaged in a mitzvah. That's how the Merkavas HaMishnah explains this Rambam. And in light of that, you can understand there is an awesome ha'ara, and we'll end with this, from the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach, it's the end of a very long piece. I Xerox these, I can give them all to you if you want. The Or Sameach, in a long piece, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches and Hilchos Shabbos, I don't remember if I put it on the Mar Makomos or not. He has a question about Torah b'dvar mitzvah for a guy who steals a shofar. Oh, I'm sorry, not steals a shofar. A shofar shel ola. Tokeh of a shofar shel ola, the Rambam says you're not yotze. So why not? Why don't you say that he was Torah b'dvar mitzvah? He was trying to do a mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, and he violated the iser of me'ilah b'kachim, but he was still Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So it should give him a p'tur.
So it says
yeah.
Who says it's
the Rambam. So he says an interesting idea, which fits really well with this idea of the Merkevas HaMishnah, that for the Rambam, Torah B'dvar Mitzvah means, are you engaged in something which is an actual mitzvah today? Is this Chefza that you're dealing with a mitzvah? If it is, then you have a reason to be torahed. You have a reason to be confused. But if what you're engaged in right now is not a mitzvah, then there's no justification for you to be confused. The real key for the Rambam is that you're confused. It doesn't matter that you're not makayim a mitzvah, but the question is whether the confusion is justified. If the confusion is justified because you are doing a mitzvah or fulfilling a mitzvah or did just do a mitzvah, then your confusion is justified. If there's no reason to justify your engagement in this thing, so then you don't have the patur. So the Orson Mack says the following. He says, you only find Torah B'dvar Mitzvah Hecha sheha mitzvah hafaha avera shatabo lechaivo olav heima besug echad, where they're in the same arena. So, for example, yivimto nida, the yibum and the nidus are both misyaches to the isha. The guf hamitzvah is liyabim, and the guf haiser is livol. Now, he also is going to apply that to the Nischalef case, which the Rambam did not say, but in theory, at the first day of Rabbi Yochanan, it does. He says, but let's say, and certainly he says, even more, when the mitzvah is on the guf hadavar, and the iser is on the person. So let's say the mitzvah is on the Korban Pesach, that it should be shechted, it needs to be taken care of, and you have an iser of Chilul Shabbos. So then, of course, you can't do Malacha of Shabbos, and of course, you're going to say you're going to get a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. He says, and this is, it's a little bit of a chiddush, but it's an interesting idea, and I think it relates to the same point. Similarly, you have a lulav. So there's a mitzvah for you to take the lulav, and you need this chefza, this lulav, to be mekayim your mitzvah. But in theory, you could have taken some other lulav. You didn't have to take this lulav. It's just on my watch, I have to take a lulav. And it was ola bedaito shezeu lulav umitzvah litlo. So he says, ein ha-mitzvah misyacheses el ha-lulav hazeh dafka. It's just my responsibility. So the iser is, in taking it out, is misyaches to me. So in that case, it's true, the iser is not misyaches to the chefza, but the mitzvah wasn't misyaches to the chefza. They have to be together to say Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. He says, when it comes to taka b'shofar shel ola, he thought it was chulin. The mitzvah is not misyaches to the chefza of the shofar. The mitzvah is misyaches to me. I'm mechuyev to blow a shofar. I happened to make a mistake, and I took this shofar. Sha'adam mitzuvah litkoa b'shofar. Avalosh yitka b'shofar zedafka. V'lo miftar mishum ta b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. Why? Because the iser is in the shofar. The shofar is prohibited. Toh b'dvar mitzvah only makes sense when the iser and the mitzvah are in the same locus, in the same place. In that case, the dvar mitzvah can uproot, so to speak, the chiyuv chatas for that item.
But if there's more than one yavama, there are many yavamas, would that be similar to the shofar? I could do even with any of these wives.
Could be. It could be. Now, I'm not sure that I would have to go back to the recesses of Yibum to figure out, is that really analogous? Because in the case of shofar, there's no chiyuv that relates to this shofar. There's no chalos shem shofar on this horn. As opposed to this woman, there is a din that she is zakuka liyibum. And it could be that there are more, but there is, this woman is zakuka liyibum. So now we take this point from the Or Sameach and you take it back, and perhaps you have this same cheshbon can play out both in the tzad of the Gzeres HaKasuv and the tzad of the onus. It makes sense actually for both stadim of the chakira. If you say that the gzeras hakasuv is a ptur chatas, so then this makes sense that you can only be mafkia the chi of chatas when the mitzvah is misyaches to the avera. If I have a mitzvah to blow the shofar, so that chiyuv on me to blow the shofar is not mafkia the chiyuv chatas on using the shofar shel ola. That shofar shel ola shouldn't be in my list of shofars that I'm using. The fact that I have a chiyuv doesn't help me out. And similarly, you could say also for the tzad of onus, I shouldn't be confused. The fact that I have a chiyuv to blow the shofar shouldn't confuse me to deal with a shofar that shouldn't be on my radar screen, as opposed to when I'm talking about where the iser and the chefts are in the same thing. So it's an interesting ha'ara, and I think it plays back into the same nekuda, but it certainly, I think, relates to this point in the Rambam, where for the Rambam, at least according to the Merkevas HaMishnah, it depends where the mitzvah is as to whether or not you have the p'tur. If the mitzvah is in the item that you're dealing with, then you have the p'tur of Toh B'dvar Mitzvah, and you can expand that p'tur even to another tinok. As opposed to if the mitzvah is not in the item that you're dealing with, it's just generally around. So it could be, and Rav Noach pointed this out when we came across this case, the Gemara didn't say in the case of Nischalik what we're talking about. So Rav Noach pointed out, what does the Rambam say is the case of Nischalik? Is Karban Pesach. But where's the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach? The Chiyuv of Karban Pesach is I should eat Karban Pesach. It's also true that this Karban Pesach is my mitzvah, but theoretically I could have eaten any other Karban Pesach. I could have been misman on any other Karban Pesach. You don't like this point so much? Because you think at this point it's really mine. Okay, so maybe it doesn't fit so good. But I was wondering if somehow this point from the Aras HaMeach, you could tie it back to this Merkavas HaMishnah, Eichshu. But even if you can't, the two points are important to Aros. One is that the Merkavas HaMishnah is saying that for the Rambam, he's paskening like Rav Meir, and that the driver is the tos. The driver is the fact that he's also brishus. The Rambam keeps saying that he's also brishus. But it's only also brishus if you're misasik with a chefta shel mitzvah. If because you were incompetent and you are taking something you thought was a mitzvah and it's not a mitzvah, so that might be a shiloh of misasek, it might be a shiloh of shogeg, but it's not toh bedvar mitzvah. It's only a toh bedvar mitzvah for the Rambam if you're misasek bedvar mitzvah. Once you're misasek bedvar mitzvah, then lots of bad things can happen. But if you're not misasek in a dvar mitzvah, that's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is the Aras HaMeach's point that it only makes sense to say a p'tur in a dvar mitzvah, in the Aras HaMeach's view, when the cheftza is both the locus of the Isser and the Mitzvah, or the person is where they overlap. But to say that the Mitzvah is on the person and the Isser is on the Cheftza, then it doesn't really make sense to compute to create that into a Ptur of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. And all of this needs to come back to that main basic Chakira that we talked about as to whether or not this is more of a technicality for a Ptur Chatos or an Onus.